Okay, so today we're taking a deep dive into something we haven't really done before. Lyrics.
Yeah.
And specifically, the lyrics of the song that's sitting right at the top of the UK charts.
That's so true.
That's So True by Greasy Abrams. And I thought, you know what? This is just the perfect opportunity to just take these lyrics apart.
Yeah.
Unpack them a little bit. Think about what they might mean.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, speculate a little bit about what might have motivated, you know, the writer to write this song in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
So these lyrics, yeah. Like I said, I was reading through them this morning, and it's like, one minute you're like, oh, this is like a bit obsessive. But then the next minute she's like, oh, I'm so self-aware. And then she's making jokes about it.
Yeah, there's a sort of dark humor running through it, right?
Yeah.
It's not just straightforward heartbreak.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, this is a lot, Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, why don't we just start right at the beginning?
Yeah, jump right in.
Yeah, let's jump right in. With that first line.
Okay.
I could go and read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your dumb face all the time.
Okay, so right away.
Right.
We're not in typical love song territory, are we?
No.
Like, this is, there's an intensity here.
Yeah.
There's almost a possessiveness.
Yeah. And it's like, why is your face dumb?
Right. Exactly. It's like an insult almost.
Yeah.
But also, like, she can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. So what is that?
I think that's that kind of push and pull that we're going to see throughout the whole song.
Yeah. And I feel like that kind of continues, right, with that.
It does. Yeah.
That image of the glass house.
Yeah.
Like, she's on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we can all relate to.
Absolutely. Especially in, like, the age of social media.
Yeah, it's like you're constantly seeing these, like, perfect curated versions of other people's lives.
And you're just stuck there.
Yeah.
Like, peering through the window.
And she's looking into, like, big blue eyes.
Right, like there's a new person.
Yeah.
A new relationship.
Yeah, and she's been replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I think we have to talk about this next line.
Yeah.
Because it always gets to me.
Okay.
Did it? Just to hurt me.
Yeah.
Make me cry.
Smiling through it all.
Yeah. That's my life.
Oh, that. Ouch. It's like, oh.
That's so relatable, though.
It is.
Like, have you ever felt that way?
Oh, all the time.
Where it's just like, you gotta last to keep from crying.
Yeah.
That's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah. And it's almost like, is this like her whole life?
Yeah, like, is this a pattern?
Yeah.
Is this something that keeps happening to her?
Maybe, yeah.
And she's stuck in this cycle of getting hurt and then just pretending everything's okay.
Yeah. And then she just like switches it up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Completely. She's talking directly to her ex now.
Mm-hmm.
You're an idiot, now I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now I'm positive.
I should go and warn her.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this now?
This is really interesting, right? Because on the one hand, she's clearly still hurting.
Yeah.
But there's also this, like, almost protective instinct kicking in.
Yeah, it's like she's learned something from this experience.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want this other girl
to go through the same thing.
Yeah, to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, where does that come from?
I don't know. Maybe there's, like, a sense of, like, maturity there.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, she's able to see beyond her own pain and think about someone else.
Yeah, and then we get to the chorus.
Hit us with it.
Bet you're thinking, she's so cool.
Oof.
Like, that is just dripping with bitterness.
And irony, right.
And irony, yeah.
Because she knows.
She knows.
The new girl is cool.
Yeah.
But it's killing her.
Yeah.
Like, she can't escape that comparison.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so relatable.
Totally.
Because we've all been there.
We've all felt that pang of jealousy.
Yeah, especially when you see your ex with someone new.
And they seem to have it all figured out.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, she's so cool.
And you're just a mess.
Yeah. And then in verse 2,
yeah,
it's like she just zeroes in on these specific details.
Right. She gets hyper specific. Wow. It's not just like general observation.
Yeah, by taking down her hair, like, oh my God, take it off your shirt. I did that once or twice. Yeah. And it's like
those little things, just those tiny everyday actions.
Yeah. That now they're just like loaded with all these memories and comparisons.
You just can't escape.
Right. It's not the big romantic gestures.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's those small things that just like keep coming back to haunt you.
Yeah. The things that you used to do together.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What's she going to do?
Here we go.
Buckle up. No, I know. I know I'll F off.
Uh-huh.
But I think I like her. She's so fun.
Okay.
Wait, I think I ate her?
Whoa.
I'm not.
Okay, so...
Like, make up your mind.
Like, make up your mind.
Yeah, just all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, but also, that's so real, isn't it?
Oh, it's so real.
Because when you're going through a breakup...
Yeah.
your feelings are just a mess.
They're a mess, yeah.
You're like, I hate this person, but also I miss them.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a little bit attracted to the new person, but also I hate them.
Yeah, and I'm confused and I don't know what I want.
Exactly.
And then she goes back to the chorus.
Yeah.
With that line, I think I've been there too.
Oh, that line.
And she keeps repeating it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is she trying to tell us?
I think it's a couple of things.
Yeah.
First, it's like she's acknowledging that she's been in this situation before,
yeah.
that she's not a stranger to heartbreak.
Yeah.
But also, it's like a warning.
Yeah, like a warning to herself.
Yeah, like, I've been down this road before.
Yeah.
And it didn't end well,
yeah.
so maybe I should be careful.
Yeah, or maybe it's a warning to us.
Right, like, hey, listener.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
We all fall into these patterns.
Yeah, we all make the same mistakes.
Okay, then we get to the bridge.
Yeah.
Which is where things get...
real.
Yeah. Made it out alive, but I think I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Said that I was fine, said it from the coffin.
Whoa.
And it's like, okay.
It's dark.
It's dark, yeah.
But also so powerful.
Yeah, it's like she's using this imagery of death and survival.
Yeah.
To describe what it feels like. To go through a breakup.
To have your heart broken.
Yeah.
It's like a part of you dies even though you're still physically alive. You're yeah. walking around.
But you're not really there.
No, you're just going through the motions
yeah.
like a zombie.
Yeah.
And then that line,
yeah.
remember how I died when you started walking?
That's my life.
That's my life.
It's like that feeling of finality.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, it's over.
And that's her life now.
Yeah. And then
what happens?
And then just when you think she's completely lost it.
Yeah.
She comes back with this line. But I know what I know, and you're just another dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's so true.
Oh, I love that.
It's like, whoa.
It's like a switch flips.
Yeah, she's taking back her power.
Yeah, she's not letting this define her.
Yeah, she's like, you know what?
You're not special.
You're just another dude.
You're one of many.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, and there's just this glimmer of hope.
Yeah, and that final, that's so true.
Yeah.
It's like she's finally accepting what happened,
yeah.
and she's starting to move on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing how she takes us on this whole journey.
Yeah, in just a few short verses.
Yeah, and it's like, is she writing from personal experience?
I don't know.
Or is she just tapping into something universal?
Yeah.
Like, haven't we all felt these things at some point?
Oh, yeah.
The jealousy, the heartbreak, the confusion.
Yeah.
The trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah, and I think that's why this song is resonating with so many people.
Totally.
Because she's just so... honest and raw.
And real, yeah.
And it's like she's giving us permission to feel all those messy emotions.
Yeah.
Without judgment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there you have it.
That's so true.
By Gracie Abrams.
Unpacked.
Analyzed.
And maybe even understood a little bit better.
Yeah, maybe.
But what do you think?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt this way?
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, tell us your story.
We're listening.
We're always listening.
Always.
Okay. Until next time.
See you later.
Bye.